Well, it's been exciting times here at the NovaCare Complex, and there literally is nobody more excited to be here than the man to my right. We welcome you to the NovaCare Complex. I'm Dave Spadaro with Brandon Graham, linebacker. And look at that smile. You are fired up to be here, aren't you?
Man, I'm excited.
Congratulations.
Man. Thank you. You know, and it's just nice, man, when you know that, I mean, it wasn't no question that I wasn't going to be here. I knew that we was going to get a deal done. I'm just happy that it happened, and I'm happy he's going to trust in me, you know, this year to prove to him, and I can't wait to prove to everybody again.
It's been an interesting career because you start out as a defensive lineman, first-round draft pick, coming along in your rookie season, knee injury, which you had to come back from. Then you have to come back from understanding a whole new position.
Yeah.
So let's talk about that and what you've had to overcome to get to this point.
It's crazy, man, because I think about it. It's like, man, I had so many coordinators, what, three so far? You know, I had, well, no, Juan, Bowles,
yep.
Then I had McDermott my first year.
Yep.
Now I got Billy.
Yeah.
It's just like when I was at Michigan. I had three different coordinators because my first 2 years, I had the same coordinator. Then after that, it was 1 year coordinator, another year.
Yeah.
And it's just, I adjusted well every time. Football is football. I just felt like I just need to get in good grace with Chip because he's the coach and I'm not his guy, you know, that he brought in. I was Coach Reed guy that he brought in. But I'm glad that he trusted me enough to bring me in one more, you know, another year to prove myself, you know, before he really, you know,
Let's talk about the transition from hand in the dirt to standing up. Because I don't think people really appreciate how difficult it is, and it certainly took you two seasons to get it down.
You know, DN, man, all you're doing is going to get the quarterback. You straight ahead. You know, it's no backwards. It is no covering nobody. You just stop the run and just straight go get the quarterback. And when you standing up, you got a lot of stuff you see. I mean, you know, you're not trying to see everything, but you got some stuff that you need to read in order for you to know what you got to do, that type of stuff. And, you know, it's a lot of different stuff people don't understand. You know, my man, I might be a man-to-man, my man way over here, I got to run way over there. You know what I'm saying? And so much stuff happens. It's just different, you know, but.
And you trust everything now?
I trust it now. You know, and now I feel so much better because, you know, I had guys like Peters that used to be on me all the time. Then I got Malcolm Jenkins who helped me with the, you know, this is how I think about man-to-man. When I'm checking somebody, I'm trying not to get them the inside. I'd rather the quarterback make a great throw over my shoulder on the outside. You know, that type of stuff. And I had a lot of help, and I feel like it's only going to get better because I really want to see how Byron thinks. Like, you know, I want to think how Kiko thinks. You know, because I see Kiko, that boy is just, he is, what's the?
Beast.
He is a beast, but I mean Mighty Mouse.
Oh, really?
Mighty Mouse, man. That little dude is for real.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just excited to see how he's going to be. I heard he's, you know, not hurt or nothing.
He's all back. Good. Yeah.
But I was going to talk to him about the knee stuff because I know how it is. But I'm happy he's back. And, you know, it's nice when you get somebody to get you that wants you.
Yeah. Business side is now over. So you can relax. You can exhale for a day or two and then really dig into the rest of the offseason. Goals for you heading into training camp?
My goal this year is to make sure I continue to just keep my weight where I am. You know I tend to get bigger towards the end of the year.
Yeah, you've been did some boxing in the past.
Yeah,
and all that.
What I'm saying? And this year I picked it back up. I do a lot more body weight stuff as far as like pull-ups, push-ups, all that stuff. I'm going to make sure I keep that going. Me and Josh got a plan now. And now that I'm, you know, the starter now, man, I'm excited. You know, it's like I gotta stay here. Now that I got what I asked for, now I got to own it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I got to keep earning it every day, and I'm going to go to work, and I'm going to be the leader that I'm supposed to be and, you know, help countering them guys, you know, like, you know, make us into the defense that we know we can.
I'm going to say over under 13 sacks. You want more than that, don't you?
Yeah, I want more than that.
Hey. Brandon Graham, congratulations once again. New contract, big smile, big things ahead for Brandon Graham. We thank you for joining us here today on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.